It's so hot lately. And that day was no exception. So I wore one of my favorite little skirts and a tank top with a shelf bra and absolutely nothing underneath. No bra, no panties. And I wore this skirt because of the temperature, but also for him. Because of course I wanna look my best for daddy and to be ready. I'm always fucking ready. Oh, the day was peppered with our usual calls, which I enjoy greatly. His sexy fucking voice and brilliant, filthy mind. I just can't get enough. And we picked up from the previous day's edging. Call after call, alternating between regaling me with his erotic stories and giving me his fucking intervals. Counting down the seconds I was allowed to fuck myself. And nearing the end each time. That feeling of need and frustration slowly growing deep inside and beginning to take over every time I started and stopped fucking myself like I am right now, getting more and more sloppy and needy and desperate. Oh. Making such a fucking mess in my chair. I should probably clean it soon. My little hands shaking as I slammed relentlessly into my pretty little pussy. Just the way I fucking like it. And my legs spread nice and wide on the window sill. As I love to do. But I better not fucking come yet. Each time. His stern reminder. And I moaned. And whimpered. And really didn't want to. But I stopped. Exactly when I was told. And I pulled it out. Just like this. Oh, did you hear that? And I would stare at it, taunting me, glistening with my fucking wetness. And I would stick it to my desk and wait until the next time, but not today. Oh, today it goes right back where it fucking belongs. And each time he called and edged me, bringing me closer and closer, but never allowing myself to cross that line. No matter how my cunt throbbed and ached, no matter how badly my entire body screamed that I needed it. Not yet, because I wasn't allowed to come until he said so. And I had a quick appointment after work, and I made sure to park my car in a nice shaded spot. When I was finished, we had one more call for the day. And there, in that busy parking lot, I did as I was told. And I fucked myself. While I listened to every filthy word he said to me. I tried to maintain a decent poker face at first and not let anybody know what my hands were doing, just out of view of the people around me, until he told me to come. Right there, in my car. I wasn't sure I'd be able to at first. But as soon as my fingers found my swollen, throbbing clit, I knew it wouldn't be long. She remembered exactly where we left off. And that little composure I had was gone, and the awareness of where I was just melted away. All I knew is that I needed to fucking come, and I was going to. Being such a good fucking slut for him in the parking lot. Struggling to get the leverage I needed. Bucking my hips. Pushing against the car door. And the seat. Behind me. Spreading my fucking wetness from deep inside my gut to my clit. And then making these delicious circles. And back and forth. Just like now. Panting and shaking, writhing in my car in the fucking parking lot. Tells me to, and where he tells me to, or maybe I don't get to fucking come at all. It's not for me to decide. I'm his filthy plaything and this gold star good girl. I fucking love it.